discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Glad to see a lot of familiar faces back. We have everyone piling on the Slickboard for our guest tonight and also in the chat room. And we say hey to Stephen holding down the chat room. And we welcome all of you. Let me give you the call in number, 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930. That's the calling for the switchboard. You can also go into the chat room, and both places we take people for the readings. And you know, if you're listening in, that's great. Won't be able to get a reading unless you call into the switchboard or come into the chat room and let us know. We do take everyone in order. So hope everyone is doing well. It's first day of the week for work for a lot of people, and hope it's been an okay day for you or a wonderful day, hopefully. And want to mention an upcoming class that I have that's pretty cutting edge. It's never been taught before. It's called The Cosmic Heart and the God Brainwave. And this is under the auspices of Liquid Light, but you don't have to have taken the previous five levels or five modules, we'll call them, that were done last year. This one you can just come in on because it kind of stands on its own. It's going to be in March. The first, the eighth, the eleventh. So they're Tuesdays and Fridays over a 2-week period. And Pacific time, they're starting at 5:30 to 7:30. They're 2 hours. They are taped, and so you will have an MP3. If you do miss a class, don't worry about it because there will be MP3s for every session that we have. And this is delving deeper into the heart in a way you might not have ever done before, and how it links up to the brain, and how, while there are other brain waves that we know of, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, theta, etc., there actually is a source or God brain wave that bypasses all of that. So we're going to tap into that. So it's pretty exciting stuff. So if you want to find out more about it, go over to my website at www.colorhealing.com. That's color spelled without the U. It's C-O-L-O-R, healing.com, all one word. And go over to the events training page and scroll down. It's the last one, I think, there before there's a list of classes that it gives. So you have to scroll down to the near the bottom, and you'll see a little bit more about it and how you can sign up. So anyway, let's bring JP on. I'm going to do a little intro for him, but I will give out the number again. So it's 347-945-6930. And again, as I said, if you're just tuning in, the chat room is open. So let's do a nice little intro for him here. So it's James Jackson we're having back tonight, Reverend James, we call him JP, and he's been a practicing strategic life coach for more than 9 years, specializing in personal development and corporate leadership training. He's taught corporate small business owners the power of meditation, establishing a heart-centered corporate environment, the laws of attraction, the power of intention, and heart-centered leadership. As a natural intuitive and clairvoyant, JP uses his unique gift and talent to connect with others spiritually, to share deep insight and clarity for the purposes of spiritual guidance, growth, progression, and empowerment. He's a licensed and ordained inner spiritual minister and a certified professional strategic life coach with a BS in organizational leadership and a BA in spiritual counseling. As both a teacher and student, his passion is demonstrating the active principles of the mind, and that's mind with a capital M, and our connection to the divine presence of love to actively co-create our experiences and achieve authenticity. So he has quite a lot to offer, and I don't want to take any more time. Let's unmute him here. Hi, JP. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm great. How are you?
He's back. I looked. You were here about this time last month, so it's been about a month.
Yes, it was.
A whole month.
Just a month.
Only a month.
Only a
anyway,
month.
before we launch, and we have a full switchboard already. they were getting on before I was getting on. So, but let's take a moment or two and just kind of check in with you. How's everything going in your neck of the woods? And what do you think planetarily is happening now? Anything you want to tell people that you've noticed?
You know what, to be completely honest, I just remembered I had such an amazing experience today with my partner, my girlfriend of 5 years. We had such a healing experience today, so I'm still kind of on cloud nine, and I've got to climb down from that day. But it was such a healing, and it was really scary. It was a really scary issue that we ran across today. I triggered a really bad memory for her, and something that she hadn't even shared with me, and it's been 5 years. And we were able to kind of process that and work ourselves through it. It was such an amazing experience today. And, I always believe that whatever happens to me, it's probably happening to the collective. And so I really believe that there are a lot of opportunities for growth right now, especially in regards to partnership. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic partnership. But, you know, I did pull a few cards before the show started, and it was really interesting because the first card that popped up is a card to encourage compassion. And immediately, intuitively, I felt the energy, that combative, argumentative energy. So I just want to start off tonight's show by encouraging folks that the universal energies are really, really asking us, these light workers and workers of light that we say we are, it's really, really asking us to extend compassion and to let go of the arguing and the pettiness and the power struggles that we find ourselves in. Sometimes it's not even us. Sometimes it's the folks around us, and we kind of absorb some of that energy. And, you know, I know, Alejandra, you're just as sensitive as I am, so whenever we're in environments like that where there's a constant power struggle, we kind of pick it up. And so universal energy is really encouraging everyone to kind of let that stuff go. And the way you let it go is by extending some compassion and putting yourselves in the other person's position or whatever's going on. Because ultimately, I think I can't remember who said this, but ultimately everyone is doing the best they can with whatever knowledge they have. They really are, you know. And it's really easy for us to question folks and to really feel like, you know, this person is doing this on purpose, you know. And even if they are doing it on purpose, really they're doing it because they think that's the only way they can get what they really want, sort of speak.
Right.
And so we're really being asked right now this time to extend some compassion, to understand that folks aren't where we are, and, you know, there's nothing arrogant about that or anything like that, to extend some compassion. And the next card is the moving on card, the moving forward card. So it's the universal energies right now for tonight, for this week, it's really encouraging us to extend compassion and to step out of it and move closer to what we prefer, move closer to what we desire, move closer to what we dream about, what we look forward to manifesting. Let's take our focus off all the drama and let's put it on what makes us feel good. Isn't that somewhat of the Abraham Hicks teaching. You know, think about
sounds
what
like
you
it could be.
Yeah. Focus on what makes you feel great. You know, practice gratitude and really focus on what it is you prefer and what you desire, then what you don't prefer and what you don't desire. Hopefully that helps. Hopefully that resonates with a lot of folks tonight.
I think really good words. And, yeah, I really feel, in fact, I spent a good portion of the afternoon, so I definitely didn't finish my to-do list, but, you know, a family member came over and was really, really processing the way she had been treated today in the stores, store in specific. I mean, it is a little outrageous when you think about it, but what it was bringing up was how she was treated as a child. And so there was a lot of stuff that came up with all of that, a lot of anger, a lot of, you know, put upon victimized feelings that were there. And I kept trying to pull it back to, you know, this is, you know, this is what's happening. This person saw you, had issues. It brought up your issues, you know, so this is what has to happen to get you to get anybody to really, you know, bring it up again sometimes because you stuff it down in there. But definitely, I spent the afternoon in counseling with you know, a family member with the situation. So, yeah, your thing tonight quite fits, you know, this whole, and you know, it's sort of the leftover of the Mercury retrograde. I mean, that thing, you know, this was a really big one. I mean, it not only had the shadow, of course, they usually do, the shadow ahead, which told us what we could expect, which was OMG. And then the actual one was a triple OMG. There was a couple weeks after it went that there was still, like, technical computer stuff going on, weird stuff my phone was doing that's never done before or since. I mean, just really weird stuff consistently. And then that stopped. And I think we do have a post-shadow, particularly maybe for the really intense retrogrades. What do you think about that?
We did. A lot of meltdown of miscommunication. And then look at tonight. Tonight's the full moon. So, no kidding, a lot of stuff is surfacing.
Are we full moon tonight? How did I miss that?
Absolutely.
Oh, I got to go out. We just went down. We just, an hour ago, lost the sun for the evening. So, it probably hasn't popped up yet. I'll be checking for it tonight. We're going to go to dinner. Yeah, so I've got to make sure I love my full moon. And I thought it was later. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm glad you mentioned that. And what do you think with this full moon?
It's bringing up a lot of stuff. It really is. It's bringing up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
People.
You know what sign it's in, by any chance?
I think it's in Virgo.
It was Cancer last time.
Which is pretty interesting.
It's Virgo. Okay. Wow. Perfectionist stuff.
Yeah.
And healing, right?
Critical stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
And the Virgo, it struggles with the idea of worthiness. Am I worthy? Am I worthy? Am I worthy?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of self-worth stuff coming up. And, you know, all this is great stuff. I always say bless the pain. Bless the stuff that comes up. Bless the dark stuff. Bless the confusing stuff. Bless it. Because all of that is coming up so that it can make room for the clarity. You know, you don't have to run and hide when stuff don't go great, you know, when you're not having an awesome day or when you're having a meltdown or miscommunication. You have to run and hide from that. You don't have to think, okay, well, you know, I must be doing something wrong. You're not doing anything. You probably are doing something right because this stuff is coming up so that you can make room for the clarity. You can make room for the peace. You can make room for the love and the abundance and the joy. So let the stuff come up so that you can process it and let it go and make room for what you really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good advice. Well, I think we probably should get with it since we have a full bore switchboard here. I don't know how many it actually will handle. I hope people aren't turned away. But okay, so now, you know, I have different readers that come on and have to think each time. You just need basically their first name, and they usually will say what and or country that they're calling from. Do you need anything more like a birth date, and do you want to just see what comes, or give them an option to see what comes, or have them ask a question? How does all that sound?
Sure, they could ask a question, or they could say, "Hey, I just want to know what's up with me. You know, give me a general."
Mm-hmm. And if you need any more than the first name and place, you could get a birth date or whatever if you need one, right? Okay.
Right.
Otherwise, but they don't need to necessarily leave one. Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, this patient's soul has been waiting now for half an hour. We haven't even on the show 15 minutes. Well, they know to come on early now, you know. Be sure to get a reading. Hi, 480. Well, that sounds like you're calling from the Arizona area, unless, of course, you moved or something. You're on the air. What is your first name, and where actually are you calling from?
Well, my name is Mike, and I did move, and I'm in California.
Mm-hmm. I thought this might be you, Mike. Nice to hear from you.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you have a question for our esteemed reader?
I do. Actually, when I called in last month when JP was on, the girl has we have reconnected. So that was the question before. So, you know, just hanging out, whatever it is, it's going to be, it's fine. But literally
great.
We haven't missed the beat. I mean, it literally picked up from the moment that, you know, so it didn't even seem like there was a time lapse. But my question, I'm in the final stages of evaluation of several interviews, intense interviews for a sales position for a large.com, and the final stuff should take the next 3 to 7 days as they get into the nitty-gritty stuff. How do you feel the outcome will be?
You know, I actually got a really, really positive hit with that. Now, you have to tell me a little bit more because I need to understand exactly what you're trying to tell me. But before you give me a little more information, because I don't want anybody to think that you're feeding me stuff, I got a positive hit, and they're asking me to tell you, to encourage you to play big and to be really bold and confident. So my question is, you said you had it. Will you have to interview again at some point?
It's down to the final thing. Several hours of intensive interviews, and now they're going through all the background, checking references, everything like that.
Mm. Okay, yeah, I do feel positive. Actually, I see two other people that they're interested in too, and they feel masculine, so it's like a male energy. But for some reason, they're asking me. To encourage you to play big, be confident, and so perhaps they're asking, perhaps what they're really encouraging you to do is to, and I know that sounds so silly, cliche, think positive, but they're really asking you to really, really remember, and I'm just going to put my JP twist on this, really, really remember, until it's time for you to hear back from them, really, really remember, really remember, and reflect and consider and really think about how much of a valuable person you are, okay, and how much of an asset you would be not just to that company but for any company, okay, because, Mike, you have this really bright light, okay, you are really bright. You are very bright. You know, I just don't mean that intellectually, but you just have this really bright light about you, and people gravitate to you because you're personable, you're energetic, you're outgoing. So really focus on, for the next few days, focus on how much of a valuable employee you would make to that company and any other company, okay? Really focus on your own strengths and your own talents, okay? Don't give too much room to the, you know, I hope they like me. No, I know they're going to like me. I know they like me because they're looking at me, they're reviewing me, and the reason they like me is because I'm freaking awesome. And really weigh it and really think about it. And because what you're doing is you're sending that energy out into the universe, and whether or not it's this job, whatever happens, you're going to get employed in a place that really values and respects you and pays you according to that value because you value yourself and you respect yourself, okay? So I really feel positive about this. I think they like you a lot. They're looking at two other people. Both of them are men. But you're being encouraged at this time to really think about your strengths and your talents and how much of a valuable employee you would be at that company or any other company. play it big because the universe is assisting you in getting gainful employment. There's a difference between employment and gainful employment, okay?
Correct, and I'm employed now, but yes, looking to get gainfully employed, and
exactly.
They're looking to bring in about 10 salespeople.
Ah, perfect. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
well, I had a positive hit, Mike, for what it's worth, Mike. I felt positive, too, about it.
Woo-hoo.
And do you do a lot of manifesting? Because I feel like you're able to sort of bring things to you through your intention to sort of naturally. If you notice that as an ability, or is it coming through just more recently? Like, it feels like you've had it, you know, probably all your life, but maybe didn't work with it as much until more later years or more recently.
Oh, yeah, definitely later in the past several years. Literally, my move to Arizona from the Midwest was seamless. I made the decision in 3 weeks and made the move. Then this move end of last year in November to come to California, same thing. I mean, literally made the decision – Labor Day weekend, made the move November 1st, and it's just seamless.
Well, California is where it's happening, I have to tell you.
I know that's
California.
Right. I don't think
it's such a great state. So, all right. Well, that sounds great, Mike. So let us know what happens. I'm sure you will. And we'll have JP on again next month as well. So come and tell us what happened. They'll probably have it. You never know. Sometimes they drag these things out, but hopefully they'll have the decision by then. So do you want me to put you back on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer?
I'll listen through the computer.
Thanks much. You take care, sweetie. Have a good week.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Here we go.
I love that. That
was great news. He found his person again, his gal. Okay. 201, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rose, and I'm calling from Jersey.
From New Jersey?
Hi.
Hey, Rose, do you have a question, or you want to see what he gets?
I do. JP, can you tell me if there's someone from my past trying to reconnect with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's someone from your past is really thinking about you. And that's – okay. Because you've been getting some hits about this particular person. This person is, what is he doing? They're thinking about you a lot. What type of relationship was this? I don't necessarily think that this was a romantic relationship. I think either one of you was really interested and the other one wasn't for some reason. That's what I'm getting. And it never just went any. It never really went or manifested into something romantic, more friendly. Platonic, they are thinking about you. I'm asking if they're going to make a move to try to connect with you. So I need to ask you this because I see somebody else contacting you via email. Has someone contacted you via email?
Well, actually, there's a message on his Facebook timeline, and I'm wondering if it's for me or not. That's the reason that I called. So maybe contacting me soon. I don't know. I'm hoping you can answer that for me.
I do see you getting an email from someone from the past. And, in fact, they're kind of making me feel like this is a different person from the person that you're talking about on Facebook. Okay.
But
that's what they're making me feel at this time. Like, this is a completely different person, and I see you receiving an email, and it's a really cordial email. You respond, but nothing. It's nothing really romantic. So if you're looking for romance, you know, with these particular individuals, these two individuals, I'm going to say it's not behind you. It's in front of you. Okay. Please know that it's in front of you, bro. It's not behind you, but these two people are definitely thinking about you. They really are.
Two people? That just sounds...
Yeah, they're two guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're two guys. And the one that I'm actually seeing is the one that's going to email you or some. It's some form of email communication. I don't think it has something to do with social media.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Rose, we got to move on. We have a whole bunch of people waiting. But
thank you so much for calling.
You take care. And do you want me to put you on mute?
Oh, no, that's all right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. Okay. Now, this next one popped way down to the bottom of the page. Don't ask me why, but they were here. So I got to go down, scroll through here. There we go. Area code 478, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Debbie. Okay. Is this your first time?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for JP, or you want to see what he gets?
No, I'd like to ask a specific question. I don't know if you'll want to answer it. But I actually have filed for divorce with my husband because of very strange circumstances, and I was going to see how you saw that going as far as the in my favor.
Yeah.
Because it's really weird.
Yeah. What they're encouraging you to do at this time, and by they, I mean your guides, what they're encouraging you to do right now is to be a little more proactive about this and to stop seeing yourself as helpless in the situation, because you're not. What they want you to lean on are is your personal power, your manifesting ability, your ability to manifest a better outcome with all of this. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the law of attraction. I don't know if you're familiar with the Abraham Hicks teaching or Seth.
Oh, I've read The Secret and The Magic, and I've read those books.
Okay, good. So what they really want you to do is to, and you probably already have been practicing this, but to really, 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 you can even use affirmations. You know, you don't have to even do anything so, you know, dramatic. You can even use affirmations every time you wake up, once in the afternoon, once before you go to bed. But they really want you to take a proactive step in co-creating the experience you prefer, because you can do that. And the very fact that they're encouraging you to do that lets you know that not only can you do it, you will do it, and you'll be very successful with it, okay? So don't think that you don't have any control over what's going on. You don't have any control over him or his situation, but you definitely have control over your experience and your life and the direction of your life. And so they want you to really think about using affirmations. You can use a vision board if you want to. You can do a prayer every day if you want to. You can even write him a letter of gratitude, and just burn it and give it over to the universe. But they definitely want you to be a little more proactive about co-creating the experience that you prefer. Okay?
If I can win everything, I'm going to go for everything for what I've been through.
But, hey, and you know what? You have a right to. You have a right to. The only thing as a coach I would suggest to you is to remember gratitude. Remember that this important person came into your life to teach you something about yourself so that you can evolve and grow. And for that, we're going to thank him. Thank him for his time. Thank him for his energy. Thank him for his healing ability, you know, his ability to reflect to you what you needed to know about yourself so that you can move forward and grow. And then we're going to open up both of our arms to the universe and say, I want what I deserve. So use your ability to manifest. You can do this. And that's the encouragement for you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Debbie.
Yes,
well, let us know what happens. You know, and hopefully we'll see you in a future show. And you can give us an up, you know, what do you want to call it?
Yeah, it may take a little while for this.
Yeah. All right. Well, Debbie, do you want to continue to listen? Do you want to do it through here or go on to the computer?
Yes. I'll listen to the computer just in case somebody else wants to get in on the phone line. So, yes, I'm on the I have.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. That's so considerate. I do want to let everyone know, too, that the archive is usually available. I don't think lately they've been slower and they haven't been available right after the show like they used to. Maybe they're just too full up now. But by the next day, you can download the archive. And I really, really encourage it, because sometimes people don't get the whole thing. A lot of other readings often pertain to what you're going through. You think, oh, my goodness. And it really helps to hear people say that all the time. Oh, my, that person's reading really answered another question that I didn't ask about stuff, or I got insight into it. And then your own reading, you forget when you get off, like, what did they say? You know, so, you know, definitely come and download the show so you have it. So anyway, that's my little spiel on downloading. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye, Debbie, but thanks for calling in to Rainbow Race and welcome to the show. You take care. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Stephen in the chat room, and he hasn't told me, so Stephen's from Toronto. He's, you know, you've done Stephen probably every single time you've been here, so you remember, him, I think. Yeah, so whatever Stephen needs to hear, I think.
Okay. I am going to pull a card for him. Oh, boy. This one comes up. This one comes up.
The one at the tower or something? That's everyone troubles when they get that one. Oh, forget the death card. Forget the other card. The tower, oh, my God.
That's so funny. Oh, I can pull three cards with Stephen. Okay, so number one, I don't know if he's been doing some cleaning. I don't know if he's been doing his best to ground and shield. He's very sensitive to what's going on astrologically, what's going on upstairs with the planets. And even and you know, I forgot to mention this, even with the Earth changes, you know, the Earth changes, that energy has been really kicking my butt. So I don't know if he's going through that as well. The clear and shield card comes up. So doing some grounding work, making sure that he releases energies that doesn't belong to him, making sure that he channels energy that does belong to him, and staying grounded. And then the next card that comes up is an encouragement for him to focus on his strengths. Focus on his strengths and let go of the perceived weaknesses. Let go of, you know, and I have this habit too. I have to raise both my hands. I have this habit of always focusing on my weaknesses and how I can be better and better. No, Spirit is saying focus on what makes you strong, because ultimately your weaknesses give someone else an opportunity to be grace for you, or give someone else an opportunity to be, you know, to be able to assist you, to help you. You know, we live in an abundant universe, and abundance means being able to share with everyone. So whatever you find yourself weak in, please know that that makes someone else strong, and it's okay to admit on a weakness, and it's okay to focus on your strengths and to build on your strengths. And that's the card that's in the middle. And then the last card that comes up for Steve is the first card that came up for everyone, which is that compassion card, and really taking the time to put yourself in other people's shoes, extending some compassion, understanding that people are doing the best they can with whatever they have, whatever knowledge they have, and really holding that thought so that you can release whatever drama or whatever issue they kind of bring to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, excellent advice. And we'll see if Stephen's able to weigh in here. So, okay, let's go. Oh, it changed. How'd that happen? I was just going to get someone on, and it switched all over the place here. I just love it. Here they went. I found them. Okay, there you are, 719. You're on the air. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Juliet. I'm calling from Colorado.
Juliet from Colorado. Okay,
Colorado.
Is this your first time, Juliet?
No, I actually have called you, like, it's probably been about 6 months ago. I even took, like, an online course with you.
It's been a while. I think, did your last name start with an L?
Yes.
Yes, I know who you are. Whoa, okay, sorry, I wasn't sure. Well, glad to hear from you again. I hope you like the course, but anyway, this is about your reading. Anyway, no, I completely, yeah, now that you, when you mentioned the course, I just immediately flashed to you. So, yeah, well, nice to hear from you. And so do you have a question for JP, or do you want to see what he comes up with?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from my husband that passed away 6 years ago.
Mm.
Okay. You do mediumship, ooh, right? Or not? You...
well,
I thought you did, but I wasn't sure.
Well, let me put the disclaimer on that right now. You're going to make me work for this today. Yeah, you know, I do pick up people that cross over the other side, but not as clearly as other as you know mediums do. I guess I'm just a little spooked by it somewhat.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe that's the thing. However, let's see what happens.
Okay.
let's see what happens.
Well, he's
yeah,
brave.
You know,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think I just get a little spooked by it. Let's see. What's your husband's name?
Chris.
Okay. You know, I definitely do feel that there's a presence around. In fact, I do feel kind of like there's more than one presence around you. Not only is there a masculine presence, but there's a feminine presence around you, and it's an older person.
Mm-hmm. Probably my grandma.
Okay, and this is on your...
mom's side.
Don't tell me that. Don't feed me stuff. Okay, no, that's cool.
Should I throw in there another one? There's a grandfather, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I think it like goes down here.
So please jump in on this one. Yeah, there's I definitely feel a masculine presence around you, so I'm going to say that's your husband. He is definitely around you. There's a feminine presence. She's older, and she is on your left-hand side. But then there is another masculine energy that Hunter brought up. It's on your right side.
This is the grandfather.
And this is the older person on your right side. So you do. And oddly enough, I kind of feel like a pet is around you, too.
Okay.
I don't think, in fact, I don't know if this pet necessarily belonged to you. It might have belonged to one of these people that we're talking about. So that's what I got for that. Now, let's see. Listen, mm-hmm. They hear everything you say. You know, you don't need a psychic or medium to give them a message. They hear everything you say.
Right.
Everything that you're going through, they already know. And I did pull a few cards for you, and I want to say this. Number one, are you a teacher? Do you teach in public school or something like that?
No. I'm actually homeschooling my young son right now, but I do, like, you know, volunteer at the school.
You are a teacher. If you're homeschooling and volunteering, you are a teacher.
Yeah.
That came off so big. Teaching came off in such a big way for you. My ear is buzzing right now. I'm sorry. My ear is buzzing. So teaching came off really big for you. Something about not nurturing yourself or taking care of yourself as much as you should be, especially in the next few months, the months that are coming up. I don't know what's going on, but you're really going to need to buckle down in taking care of yourself.
Okay.
Perhaps you're going to have a lot going on at that time. So you really need to start to build that habit right now so that you'll be prepared for the next few months. And not to say that that's a bad thing. Being busy could be a good thing. You could be busy doing what you love to do. So, but just make sure you take care of yourself. And then one other thing, a card I just pulled for you, it talks a little bit about detaching from some drama. So I don't know what this drama is. I don't think it's I kind of feel like it's an environment more so than it's an actual situation type of deal. I don't know if you understand what I mean, but it's somewhat of an environment that's really full of the pettiness and the drama that we kind of talked about earlier.
Yeah, probably my work.
Okay, they're asking you to kind of, you know, really, really focus on you, stay out of it, you know, focus on what you prefer, focus on what's important to you. Especially if it's at work, focus on what's important. I tell people when you're at job, you go to job, do your job, get your check, go home. You know, just do that.
Right.
Focus on what's important to you and stay out of that stuff, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
<You're welcome>.
Okay. Well, great to hear from you again, Juliet. And come back more often.
I will. I'll probably do another seminar with you. I'm looking at doing. I need to do my chakras again, I think. So.
Yeah, well, I didn't mention this tonight, but there's also another atomic acceleration. It's just a one. If you can only do like a one nighter, a lot of people sign up that they can't do any of the nights. You know, like my down under people, they just sign up and send me the MP3s because it's their work day when I give them, you know.
Yeah.
So this last one, I had only half the class present, you know, because the others, you know, just didn't go with their time. So don't worry about that. But love to have you live. And, of course, this great one that I've got going with the, you know, the heart one with the God wave. But also, I didn't mention tonight to everyone that I'm doing a second part two to the atomic acceleration. These are really deep, but not hard to do, deep meditation techniques that bring you to other levels. And I'm just editing the first one now, which you can always get if you want to take the second one and practice. Not that they're all kind of stand on their own, but you could practice some of them before you get to that one.
Yep.
So that
will
be March 22nd or 3rd, whatever that Tuesday is.
Okay, the
22nd.
Spring break then.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's good or bad, but
it's
5. Oh, good. It'll be 5 in the afternoon Pacific. So, you know, Colorado, I think you're maybe an hour ahead or something, maybe 2 by then. Well, love to see you again, Juliet. And I'm going to put you either on hold to continue to listen or you want to listen through the computer. Okay, we'll do you through mute. You take care. Have a good week, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Alrighty. Well, that was nice. Okay.
Yeah, she's sweet.
Yes, she is. Let's see. All right, we're back up at the top where we should be. This thing behaves itself. Hi, 937, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, Sandy, Ohio.
Yeah.
And you have I think you know the name, the song by Neil Young. Anyway, that dates me, doesn't it? Okay, so do you have a question for JP, or you want to just see what he gets?
Let's see what he gets. I want to see if someone comes through or, you know, see what he gets for me.
All righty.
Okay. You all are going to push that medium button tonight, right? Okay.
I was trying not to connect in because I am a medium.
Okay.
Allie, this is not your thing tonight. This is JP's thing.
You
but the grandpa came through pretty strong, so I thought I better say something. Anyway, go ahead.
You jump in any time, Alejandro.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the cards that pulled for you is something about you moving forward, and I don't necessarily think that this has something to do with you moving away from something, but it has something to do with you moving towards something. So I don't know if there's a particular idea or goal that you have in mind and kind of keeping that from me right now. But there's something that you're really passionate about and that you want to do, and the time is still right for you to start making the plans to move forward. In fact, it might be related to spirituality in some way or holistic, something holistic or something that has to do with helping other people or assisting other people, because I also got the card that represents healer, the healer card. So I don't know if you are in the intuitive arts or you're looking into even massage therapy or, I don't know, becoming a herbalist or something like that. If you do have this creative idea, maybe even writing a book, you know, anything is healing, music is healing, anything that helps others to move forward and to move on from pain and to move through the pain, that's healing work. So something about you doing some healing work that you're interested in, they're saying that the time is right for you to move forward in it. You might even have to do some self-reflection. You might have to take some time off and kind of quiet your life a little bit to kind of really plan things out and the process, what you're going to do, because I also got the retreat card. And that card is all about, you know, retreating, taking a break from life and really planning. And then after that, I got the fertile ground card, and that's all about fertility and really planting seeds so that they can start a harvest. So obviously this thing, this creative project or this venture or this idea that you have is going to be really fruitful for you moving forward. And that seems kind of coming together in full fruition about the end of this year into next year. So, this is your big confirmation. This is your big slap in the butt. Go, do it. Let's do it.
Do it. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
I can deal with that.
Okay, Sandy. Wow. Way to go. Okay. Do you want me to put you back on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer?
I'll listen through the computer. Thank you very much, and
sounds
you have a great day.
Well,
enjoyed it.
And you, oh, good, good, Sandy. You have a fabulous week, okay?
Mm-hmm, you too.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Here we go. It's actually in order here. Area code 856. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Did you say Laura?
Okay. Yeah.
Laura, New Jersey. Well, we got two from New Jersey tonight so far.
Yeah.
No repeats except New Jersey, but we're not through everybody. Anyway, I always like to look to see who's represented because it always says one state or another. There's a lot more people calling. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's sort of interesting. Okay, Laura, do you have a question for JP or do you want to just see what comes?
I just want to see what comes.
Okay.
Ooh. Laura, you're going to like this.
Such power.
Ooh, yes. that's my voice. You're going to like this. they're talking about the first thing that comes up is purification. And they're really talking about you taking the time to kind of really clean house. It's spring is coming up, so really doing some spring cleaning a little bit early. This is pertaining to your house and also your body, do you have particular allergies or something like that?
You know, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, they're really asking you, and there is a method to this. They're asking you to really take a closer look at your diet. Look at how you can better support your body and how you can eliminate some things that are not supporting your body because in doing so, you'll start to create a mindset that's ready to receive financial abundance. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Food and financial abundance linked. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, that's ticket. There's always a cat.
it's the carrot dangling there for you, Laura.
Yeah,
the carrot. Hey, if you clean up your diet, you get more money.
And I have to say this, you know, I have clients, and I'm one of those folks who money is always connected to relationship for me. So whenever I'm having relationship issues, I'm usually having financial issues, and vice versa. For you, money is connected to your health, your well-being, your body, and that physical embodiment, your body temple. And so they're really asking you, because you're going to have a window of opportunity in the next coming months, to really take a look at your diet, because in doing so, when you can do that, you really start to set yourself up for receiving abundance. You really will, okay? And then the card right after that is the same card a lot of folks have been getting tonight. It's the moving forward card. And so this might even turn this opportunity might even be an entrepreneurial opportunity, a business opportunity that you kind of take on and just soar with. So really take a look at your diet, look at the things that are supporting your health and the things that are not supporting your health, and know that it's really setting the stage for you to receive more financially. And that can be creative ideas. It could be, you know, a check out of the blue. I don't know, but I kind of feel like it's going to be this business opportunity.
I know what it is they want me to give up.
Oh.
And let me guess, it's one of your favorite foods.
Oh, yeah.
Why is always the stuff that we like?
It's like a bro-
vibe, you know?
Yeah, well, hey. You go, I say, money, this thing that you're giving up, money, this way, you know, like, let's get away.
I'm like, here's my take on it. Why can't I promise to give it up once I get the abundance?
Oh, no. I'm not getting a lot of laughter up there. No.
Don't work like that. They have a sense of humor. Trust me on that.
Oh, gosh. They sure do.
They do.
So funny.
That is hilarious.
Okay, Laura. Oh, I'm sure they're laughing, too. They're just loving this.
Oh, I know.
You give me the message. Trust me on that.
Well, you know, Laura.
I
could stay with you all evening and have fun. Like, it's just, you're just a hoot. This is really great reading. I love it. But you know what to do, and we have to move forward. Do you want to go back on mute or just listen through the computer?
I would like to go back on mute and continue listening, if that's okay.
No problem. We should have plenty of space here. So, all right,
great.
You take care. All right. And get and download the archive tomorrow so you can listen to your reading.
Yeah. Thank you.
All righty. You take care. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's so funny. Hers won't even mute again. There we go. she was fun. I mean, I still relate to her on that, you know. Mine is linked to relationships like yours, not really to food, you know, but there are people that have different ones, you know, and
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Right. I think this one dropped off the face of the earth. Okay, they just probably had to go to bed or something. Yeah, it's late on some parts of the state here in Canada. So let's go now to 908, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Marion. I'm also in New Jersey.
Ooh.
See? I told you it's going to be New Jersey tonight, by the darn. Okay, Marion. Are you the Marion in the chat room or are you still?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. You know, people do that all the time. It's fine. Okay, Marion. Do you have a question for our wonderful psychic tonight, JP?
Well, I think I'm gonna just see what you're getting on me.
Yeah. And by the way, I love your name.
Thank you.
Yeah, something about so what's going on with you? I don't know if you were here at the beginning of the show too, but they're asking you big time because that's the card that they pull. Detach from the drama. Detach from the drama. Are you working at this time?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you interested in work? Are you looking for work?
I've been looking for work, yes.
Okay. Because I kind of feel like there's some family issues or something related to some relatives in your family. I don't know if they're trying to bring drama your way, or I don't know if you got stuck in the middle of something. I don't know what this is, but they're talking about detaching from drama. Then they're encouraging you to, and you're in New Jersey, they're encouraging you to, because then I got the retreat card. I don't know. Okay, let me be quiet. Hold on. Let's see what's going on with this. Yeah, they're really saying, I don't know if things have been a little crazy around you and chaotic, because they're asking you to kind of take a break and to detach from the drama. And to really pay attention to your gut feelings, because you're really intuitive. And you, when someone tells you something, you know whether they're lying or they're not lying. When someone says something to you, you kind of know their motive and their intention behind it. You're really smart. You're very clever. You're very discerning. And you've been having a lot of gut feelings about something, and they really want you to pay attention to it. And I don't think that, and I kind of feel like, I don't know why I feel like this is related to home. Again, this is related to family or something like that. But then they're showing me something. If you retreat and you take a break and you start listening to yourself and honoring your intuitive feelings and your gut feelings, in the next few months, around July, August, what sign are you?
Aries.
You're an Aries.
Ooh. I got to ask her real quick, what is your, yeah, because I don't run into very many Aries. What's your actual date?
It's the March 26th.
Okay, ooh. So you're in that the first part of it. Yeah, then April 1. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I love that. No, we're all Aries, just so you know. We're all Aries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why we were like, ooh. Something about around the end of summertime, August, you have this really huge window of opportunity for you. And I'm talking about, I don't know if you're into astrology or anything like that, but something happens to you astrologically. I can never really pronounce that word. Something happens to you astrologically around July, August. That really sets you up for some really positive opportunities, especially in the realm of employment. I'm not saying that you won't have a job until July or August, but you might experience a promotion or something like that that'll kind of ease some of the stuff that's going on in your family life or the home life and kind of keep you busy because you need to be busy. You need to be working. You need to be doing something. But right now they're really encouraging you to kind of detach from the drama, take a break, listen to your intuitive guidance, because they're correct about a particular situation. They're not giving me the details about what's really going on, but they're telling me to pay attention to your intuitive gut, pay attention to your knowing, and take a break and detach from the drama, okay? And you do have really positive experience coming up at the end of July, the beginning of August. Okay, keep that in mind. Please, keep that in mind.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay, Marian. All right.
Well, thank you.
Good. Do you want to go back on board?
I'm
in the chat room. Okay,
yeah,
so I'll hang you
chat.
Up here. Good
Thank
luck
you
on
very
everything.
Much. Have a good night.
My fellow Aries.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, oh, I always grab it. It's like, Aries, you're an Aries. Because, you know, I don't think there's a lot of them. But for some reason,
no.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
They come into my life. So, anyway, more since the show. But let's bring our next one on here. Air code 4. Oh, what's that? Oh, did you say something? Oh, you didn't say that. Okay. 402, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sharon. And
Sharon, hi. Where are you from? What state are you from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska? That was, we don't get people
yeah.
from Nebraska, so
no,
welcome.
We don't.
I know. It's like, wow, there are people there. Okay. And what is your question, unless you just want to see what comes through?
Well, you know, I guess I could do that. I could see what comes through because, I, you know, God knows what's been happening around here. So,
okay.
That might
yes,
be
the Lord. That's what we say down in Alabama. I'm originally from Alabama. We say, yes, Lord. Yeah. First, I want to acknowledge the male presence that's with you. I have no idea who this person is, but I do want to acknowledge that there is a male presence with you. I kind of feel like this person is on your right side, so this might be related to your father's side of the family, but there is a male presence with you that's kind of helping you through some of these transitions. I do see a lot of drama that's been happening. Because that was the first card. Let me tell you, I've been pulling this card all freaking night. Detached from drama card.
this that's card, our theme then.
I've been pulling. Yeah, that's been the thing tonight. There's been some drama. I definitely see that. However, you guys are really encouraging you to be to choose peace right now. Okay, whatever that means for you. You know, to really kind of avoid. Because you know if this or situation triggers this person or this, you know the ins and outs of people around you, and they really want you to be more responsible about keeping your peace, okay? Keeping your peace. Because I'm going to tell you why. When you be more responsible about keeping your peace, you know, you can do that through meditation, taking some quiet time off, whatever it is you've got to do to keep your peace. The card that I pulled was the positive change card. So there's some positive change on its way. And I want to help you manifest that quicker. And the way you manifest that quicker is by being more responsible about keeping your peace. Okay? Keeping
yeah,
your peace inside.
I've been really
so,
it's been hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Even if that's through meditation, That's through affirmative prayer. You know, I do affirmative prayer, which is always praying the positive, and that's from the Science of the Mind organization, affirmative prayer, going for walks, doing whatever you've got to do to keep peace with you, okay? Keep peace with you, even if that's journaling what you're feeling and what you're going through right now, even a practice of gratitude. You know, you can write down 15 things you're grateful for every day before you go to bed. You know, keep the peace
right
with you, because there's something positive on the horizon. The universe is assisting you. The universe is assisting you to manifest positive change, okay? And you've got to participate in that, okay? So the encouragement is to keep the peace. There is this male presence on the other side that's helping you, okay, in manifesting this positive change that's coming up for you.
Can you tell me?
I hope that helps. Oh, go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me, this male presence, is it someone younger or?
I kind of felt like this, you know, to be completely honest, I kind of felt like this wasn't an older person. And I don't even want to say that this was a child. I kind of want to say that this person, I'm 30, I'll be 31 in March. So this person is kind of like late 30s, 40s probably. I'm not the medium, so but this is not an older person, and this is not a younger person. And this person is on your right, so this is the father. This is related to your father's side of the family, or this person could have been a brother or father figure to you, because that's how I perceive it. That's my interpretation of that. Yeah, that's what I'm getting with that.
Okay. My son is on the other side, so I...
Okay. And how old is he?
He was 22 when he was killed, but he would be 33 now, 34.
Well, I'm going to say your son is looking out for you. Your son is looking out for you, and I kind of get the feeling that you talk to him every day. Please know, everybody's listening, they hear you. They really do. They hear you, okay?
Great.
And they care about what you're going through. Please know. They care about – they know that this is all the illusion. They know that you have a design, a soul design, and you have some lessons to learn and things like that, and they're always there to assist you. They really are. They really are. And this male presence is right there with you.
Yeah. Do you know in what area the positive change is going to be, or
Sure. Let me get quiet. Let me see. First of all, something with your health. I don't know if you're going through some health challenges right now, or you have this constant health thing that's just really bothering you. It's like chronic, and it's always that's going to be improving your health. I see a little more relief financially. I really do. I see some.
We call it more.
Well, I'm going to say it's not going to be as much as you would like, and not to say that you can't change that, because you can, but I'm going to say that the universe is already on its way in giving you a little more relief financially. Yeah, that's what I got. The health and
okay
finances. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Sharon, sweetie, we have to, we've got several more to try to fit in before the show ends in 20 minutes. So, I hope that helped. And, my best wishes for you is that's really, I can't imagine what it is like to lose a child. And, you know, my thoughts with you on that.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I said, you don't want to imagine.
No, I have
no,
two.
No.
That's got to be one of the worst things to go through. But anyway, but you're a survivor. I do feel that for sure.
Absolutely.
Strong woman.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And she's representing the great state of Nebraska tonight, and that may be for the next couple shows. So I'll tell you what, I'll never forget if she calls in, because, she's Sharon from Nebraska. Okay, sweetie, well, you have a wonderful week. Do you want to go back on mute, or do you want to just listen to the computer or download the archive?
I need to call my daughter, so I'll say
okay, goodnight. We'll hang you up and see you at a future show, hopefully. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we're going to go over to this one. And also went somewhere else. Okay, this one is no longer here with us, so I'll take that off. Okay, here, this one's been waiting. Area code 347, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kanika, New York.
Okay, New York, not New Jersey. Kanika, did you say?
Yes.
Can you spell your name, sweetie?
T-A-N-E-K-A.
C-A-N-E.
No, T like Tom.
Okay, gosh, all right. Interesting spelling, but neat. Okay. Do you have a question for JP, or do you want to see what comes?
Yeah, tonight is a full moon in my moon and my sun. So I just wanted to see what comes. I just have been really emotional the whole weekend, thinking so heavily about moving and also a love relationship with someone in my past I still love, and I always hope that we would reconnect and eventually move away together, because I feel really ready to leave, and I also still love him, I feel like I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see what you get, I guess, with that, with those things in me.
Yeah, I would love to take a peek at your astrology chart, because I would love to see what house your sun and your moon is in, to see how that's really affecting you in an astrological sense. But let me see what's going on with you.
They're in Virgo, my sun and my moon.
Virgo,
so it is Virgo moon, full moon. Wow,
yeah.
That's intense. Yeah. Sun and moon in Virgo, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Whew.
Yeah.
Very
much.
You're such a thinker, too. Virgos love to think. And, So with that, I'm going to encourage some meditation, too. and meditation doesn't just necessarily have to be, in a chair with your in a chair or with your legs crossed or something like that. You can meditate by just taking a walk in a green area or a green space or something like that. First, the card that comes up for you first, since everyone's been pushing this medium button, I also want to acknowledge this female presence, and this is actually on your left-hand side, so this is, this person was either a mother to you, an aunt, or this person was related to your mother or your mother's side of family. This is a female presence, okay? The card that I pulled for you is the persistence card. And I think you mentioned to me about you wanting to move.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to say that the universe is, I think that this moving thing is somewhat of a soul lesson for you, because it's not coming quite easy. You're from New York right now. Where were you trying to move?
I want to move to someplace warm, hopefully, and where people are just naturally nice. I keep thinking that.
Okay.
Like maybe a southern state or just somewhere out of New York, someplace warm.
Okay. I would also check, and I can't even, and Alejandra, please jump in if you can't, because I can't remember what it's called, but there's something in astrology where they can take a look at the different places.
Astrocartography, I think it's called. Astrocartography,
yes.
Something like that. What it does is it takes all your birth data and it plots it on a map and shows lines through different places, and they're the lines of the different planets. So some places you probably should live and others you shouldn't. However, sometimes where you shouldn't live, people would think, is because there's still all these hardships, can be really the best place for your growth, which is really interesting.
Right.
So you don't always want to make it the
true.
Easiest place on the planet if you're going to fail through, Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And the reason I guess I bring that up is because this has something to do with your soul being able to – there's something that you need to learn in this process of moving. That's why it hasn't come so quickly or easy for you. So they're encouraging you to be persistent about this. It is the right time for you to move. It is – the universe is
saying, yes, you need to move, but there's some work that you need to do in order for you to manifest that. And that's a part of a lesson that you you came here to kind of integrate, okay? So that's that. The second thing has something to do with energy healing. So I don't know if you're interested in energy healing. I don't know if you've been coming across it lately, but it's almost giving me the sense of, and have you ever heard of Reiki?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's almost giving me a sense of asking you to go and get a Reiki section done, see if it helps you, see if you like it, and then train for it, okay? Because there's something about I kind of gave you a green light on that. Because there's something about you, I think that what I'm getting is that you're a healer, and
right.
You haven't found the modality right now, or you have, and it's time for you to move on to something else. But definitely, you're on the right path in terms of your healing arts, and I would encourage you to kind of explore a bit more, okay? And then the last thing that comes up is something about you telling someone, and I guess I don't want to say that this is related to the guy that you were talking about, but I think this has something to do with the past, and probably has something to do with the full moon that's coming up, because the card that comes up is you being upfront and open about how you feel about something, okay, and you really letting this particular person or persons know some of the feelings that you've been keeping inside and repressing, to really share that and have that conversation. Literally, you guys are saying it's time for you to have a conversation that you've been avoiding, okay? And that's really important, because if I pull one more card, what I got in front of it is the peace offering card, okay? The peace offering card, you making peace and these folks making peace with you, okay, so that you can move forward.
Okay.
Okay. So I know that was a lot of information in a lot of different areas. but yes, go back and listen to it again, because you need to be persistent about this move, and you got to start exploring more healing modalities, and you got to have that conversation that you've been avoiding, okay, so that you can move forward.
Okay.
Okay. Anika, do you want me to put you on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer? Have a great week. All right, so I don't know if we can get through the rest. We're trying here. 914, you're
hello.
On the air. What is your name?
Hi.
Let me see. I don't think, yes, we haven't used, we haven't, I had to look real quick here. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Melissa and I'm from New York.
Ooh.
Another New York. Okay, did you say Felicia or Melissa?
No,
or?
Melissa, yeah.
Melissa, okay.
And
ready?
Well, it's cool. You got New Jersey. Now you have New York.
Yeah, I know.
That's
awesome. Here. So, do you want to see what he has for you?
I want to ask a question.
Sure.
I've been studying to take the permit test. So I'm thinking Thursday I have off, so I'm going to take it. But I want to know, do you see me passing?
And your name is Melissa, right?
Yes.
Yes, Melissa. But here's the thing. They really want you to start focusing on your strengths and focusing on how confident you are in the material, because you are, okay? I know you don't feel that way, but you are. You've got this. And they really want you to start playing that up, okay? And they really want you to start having that to be your affirmative prayer, because you do. You got this. You can do this. You will pass. You're going to do a great job on the test. Stop worrying. You know, I know tests are a little fearful, but if you take your mind off the test and focus on your passion, focus on your drive, focus on the reason why you're taking the test, you know, focus on all of the strength, you're going to do well. You're going to do well. It's just a matter of shifting the way you're using your focus. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Just shift the way that you...
Oh, absolutely. That's like...
Shift the way you focus.
The way I focus. That's
yeah,
good
stop
advice.
Focusing.
Even though
yeah,
the full
focusing.
Moon now can manifest that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I'm so glad you said that, because a follow-up card to that was the spiritual law of attraction, so the manifesting card. So, yeah,
The universe is listening to you right now, so really shift your focus. Focus on you. Focus on your drive, your passion, your desire. Focus on the material. Focus on the stuff that you feel really confident about in regards to the content of the material, and less about the test itself, and you're going to do well.
Okay, Melissa. We're going to try to squeeze a couple more in here. So we'll put you
thank
back
you
on
so
mute.
Much.
And thank you. Yes, thank you for listening, and have a great week. Okay, we're going to go to, this might be a foreign one. It's, hold on. Okay, it comes forth as 1111111111. So you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jane. I'm calling from Canada. How are you doing?
Yeah, I thought you might be from
Canada.
I'm fine. How are you doing? What part of Canada?
In Toronto.
Okay. Yeah, Laura Stevens from Toronto there. Okay, do you have a question for JP? Or do you want to just see what comes up?
I just want to see what comes up, like as far as work is concerned. It's my first situation.
Yeah, what's coming up for you is the teacher card. So I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I don't know what's been going on with you professionally or creatively, but it looks like they're really giving you the go-ahead to teach what you know. Teach what you know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something in spirituality. It could be something from your professional history. Teach what you know and earn some money from it. Really, literally. Teach what you know and really look into how you can earn money from what you know. Okay, because that's the card that comes up, and that's what they want you to play big. And I keep hearing the words, play big. Play big. So really think about, I don't know if you're employed right now or looking for work or looking for a change, but there is an opportunity for you to teach what you know and to make money from it, to play big and to do some research in that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not
Jane.
A teacher. Okay.
Well, I think we all teach something, though. I mean, we don't have to be professional per se teacher, but I think a lot of us have something to teach for sure.
Absolutely.
Whatever we know. So keep that in mind. I'll put you on mute. Have a great rest of the week, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay, bye. Okay. Let's see. They're still here. Okay. We have one that dropped off. Okay, this is from your neck of the woods, JP. 561, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? 561?
Oh.
Hopefully. All right, we'll put it back on mute. Let's go to, let's see. Here we go. 631, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island. And my question was, is anybody from the past thinking about me? Any men?
Oh, do we? This is like the other one we had in, same thing about the past. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't we
someone
have?
From the past.
I don't think. This is the first you're getting on, right, Suzanne?
Yes, definitely.
You weren't on mute or anything. Okay, good. I was thinking, did I? Because
it's an exact question.
I'm thinking, wow, she's coming on twice. Okay, Suzanne, go ahead then, JP.
Okay, let's see. Someone from the past, are they thinking about you? Occasionally was the word that I heard from Beard Guys. Occasionally they do think about you. And so let's take a look at your love life. Because you are looking for love, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a look at that. Well, you know, these two things come up instead of your love life. Your guys are really interested in your creative abilities, and they want to know, and it's not so much of a question. It's like an empowerment they're giving. And forgiving you all because they don't, you know, what they're saying to me, to you, is something about you using your creative abilities more often, and something about your healing abilities. So I don't know if you are in the intuitive arts or if you're a holistic practitioner or something like that, but there's something about you that's super creative, and you not
you stepping forward in that and making something creative happen, and something about your spirituality and your spiritual practice. Are you in the intuitive field or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are you a healer or an energy worker?
No.
Okay. Well, apparently you've got the chops and you've got the skills, because those two cards came up. They jumped out of the pile here. Something about your artistic ability. I don't know, maybe perhaps you're an artist, a writer, or a singer, something creative.
None of those.
You. Okay, there's something about you that's really creative. There's some creative talent that you have that they really want you to recognize and start to utilize. And then there's something healing about you that they want to – and I even see you combining these two things. So there's something – there's a new professional outlet for you that's available to you, because there's something on the inside that you have to give that's creative and that's healing, okay? And so I'm encouraging you to kind of take a break later on this week or so and to really dig deep and to kind of think. And even think back to your childhood, because sometimes, a lot of times actually, when we're born and we're children, we know exactly what we came here to do based on some of the things that we used to do all the time. You know, I was the guy that was out, I was a little kid that was out talking to trees and giving readings, actually. I was giving readings to my brothers. I had no idea what the heck readings were. And, you know, I grew up in a very religious home. My dad was a minister. I had no idea what the heck I was doing. And here it is, I'm doing it. So I want you to take a look at childhood. Dig a little deep, because there's something really creative and delicious about you, and there's something really healing about you that the world really needs at this time, okay? There's a new professional outlet that's available for you, okay?
Well, that sounds exciting.
What does that have to do with love?
I think probably it's something you need to discover on your own, you know, because sometimes we have to, you know, just sort of move forward and just be open to different things, and boom, you know, it shows up, whatever
and
it is.
Sometimes when we're,
a lot of times
we
don't think we're
going
to do what we do when we're younger. It's like,
right.
Oh,
and,
no
you know,
way.
And it happens all the time. Whenever I'm asking about a particular subject, they bring something else up because that's more pressing. That's more important than the other subject. So in regards to this person, they're thinking about you. The word I got was occasionally, but what they really want to talk to you about is this creative thing, and it's really delicious. That's why I use the term delicious. It's really delicious. It's something that you have to get to work. I don't know if it's storytelling or writing, even something with colors.
Oh, I was trying
to
write some romance novels.
Really?
That's what I did before. Yeah, I did my first one was way, way back. I wrote one. I got to the end, two chapters away from finishing it off. Now I'm writing metaphysical books. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you know how to do, there's a formula, and, you know, and you can go and find out how, especially, I think the people that read a lot of them are really good to do them, because they know what people are looking for. They know what, you know, yeah, you have to figure out what genre of the romance novel stuff you're doing. Well, I studied, well, I was a big consumer of it, but I studied a lot of it. So I even went to a convention or two and, you know, to meet other authors. Yeah, and it's shelved up in my thing, you know, but it was good practice for me writing other books.
I don't know if I really
have
any book and stuff.
Well, you know what's amazing sometimes, you know, and remember, too, if you have the ideas, there's always editors. People come in and do the editing. Don't worry about that part.
Yeah.
Well, we have to go, Suzanne, but I'll put you back on here, and I'm glad we got you in under the wire. So you take care, okay?
Let's
go. Put out a book. Okay, take care.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So,
I didn't know that about you.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know
that.
Well,
I don't think I've ever mentioned it before on the air. So I thought, oh, yeah, I know how that one works. Oh, yeah, I was a big consumer. Oh, my gosh. Now I hardly read at all. I don't have time to read anything, even the great... you know, guest books and stuff like that. Oh, my gosh, yeah. But I was very, very big consumer back when I was a teenager, early 20s, yeah. So let's give out your data before we'll do one more real quick reading. But where can they reach you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook. My legal name is James P. Jackson Jr. You can find me there. I also have a I have a business page. It's Spirit Coach JP. You can email me at jp-inspirit@live.com. In spirit, it's inspirit@live.com. Or, of course, you can always call me, 561-541-6317.
So 6317. So, again, it's 561-541-6317. In case we go over, everyone still can hear except the chat room, so I just want to say hi and bye to the chat room now in case, when we get right to the end, it will go off, but we appreciate you coming into the chat room. Okay, so why don't we do me? See, it keeps coming up the same way as it always does.
Let's see what's coming up here. Okay. And do you have Virgo anywhere in your chart?
Yeah, somewhere. It's not prominent at all. Is it coming up again?
Oh, no, I was just asking to be funny. Let's see.
Oh, okay. I have one of the outward planets, I think. I just don't recall. It's not a prominent one or anything.
So, it's really funny because, number one, I have to acknowledge the female spirit in presence for you. And this is on your left-hand side that's coming up. And also, you know, I pulled the card, the prosperity card.
Ooh,
I pulled the prosperity card, and the prosperity card is attached to the healing card. So something is about to shift. Something is about to heal. And when it does, it's opening you up. It's going to open you up to greater financial abundance. I actually kind of feel like this is something, I almost want to say a windfall on sort of abundance.
An app that's going to be released, very shortly, I would say a couple of weeks from now. And we just met with a marketer and different things like that, but it'll be on Google Play, and it will be eventually on iPhones. The Google one is getting done first, the Android phones. It's a phone for, but
wow.
We're really doing a big thing on it. And it was an invention that I had a couple of years ago, and it's taken a few months, of course, for the app to be developed and everything. But I'm going to launch it. I'll talk a little bit about it on the show, but I want to wait till it's actually out, but it'll have its own Facebook page and all different things there.
Wow.
So it's a big launch, so if it looks like a lot of prosperity, it's very possible it could be pretty big.
You're going to really be happy with it. This is going to be really great, and it's tied to some healing, so there is some emotional release. I don't know, maybe it's connected to, maybe you'll be releasing the last bit of ideas that you have about prosperity and abundance and being able to earn money. Maybe finally you're going to experience that last bit of breakthrough, and then bam, and you're going to be really happy, really excited, because I don't feel like this is something like, I didn't feel like this was like, a working check or something like that, a salary. I felt like this was more of a windfall sort of income, some income that's just going to be completely surprising, something, that's going to just continue to surprise you all the time that it shows up. This is really great. So you have some financial prosperity coming up, and it's related to some healing. All that work that you've been doing, it's really blossoming. Yeah, those are the two cards that pop up. It's prosperity.
Great.
And healing.
Well, it's been
connected.
A big output, and obviously we want to see that come back of what it costs to create it, but then for us to split my partner and I, and business partner and I. So that looks good. Catch the healing card. Does that mean also with the healing work?
That
I do was mostly this windfall is probably about the app.
Yeah, I think the windfall is about the app, and I think that this healing is a little more personal for you. I think that this, I think it's like shedding some old beliefs. Like when this income starts to come in, it's going to surprise you. I think it's going to finally solidify some old belief that you've had. It's going to finally, like, you know, give you the opportunity to kind of say, listen, no, I'm worth it, I deserve it, and look at what I manifested. And so from that point on, I'm not dealing with these particular outdated beliefs anymore. I don't have to, because I have the manifestation of what I know is true, which is I deserve, I'm worthy, and this is mine. It's okay for me to receive. It's completely okay for me to receive.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really feel, you know, when that sort of thing happens, it's a complete mind change, I think.
If you had any
issues with manifestation, prosperity or anything. Yeah, yeah.
Changes you.
Well, that's good to know. Well, you know,
absolutely.
I didn't ask the question, and you didn't know anything about it at all, because I haven't shared this with many. And you picked, the right thing came up. Absolutely. You said there was a female on my left side, did you say?
I kind of picked it up like it was on the left side, so maybe this is a person related to your mother or your mother's side of the family.
Well, I know that does come around a lot. Could be Harriet, a really good friend that passed over there.
Oh, you all have challenged me.
She's around, both of them around so much, it's hard to say which one it is, you know what I mean? So, well, that's great. At least one of them's there. Oh, well, I don't want to keep you any longer. I want to thank you for coming and gracing us with your wisdom and humor and laughter for sure. It's great to have you on. And everyone, maybe he'll be able to come next month, everyone. So we'll come in March here and everything. So I want to, again, thank all the people that listen in through the computer or come onto the switchboard or come into the chat room. All of you are very valued. And, you know, as I said, I do this for all of you. You know,
that's
my part of my giving back is
that's
to,
right.
you know, try
that's
to present
right.
really great people, you know, to all of you and to help you in whatever way that I can. So, you know, it's my joy to do it. And anyway, want to again thank you, JP. We'll see you next month. Don't know quite when, but, you know, we always will put it up on Facebook or on Color Healing. And, of course, you can always come on here to find out who our guests are every week. So, anyway, wonderful, wonderful week. Wish for all of you. Much love and namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has 3 fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.